Today, the U.S. House Energy and Commerce Committee's Environment and Climate Change Subcommittee is holding a legislative hearing on a series of bills related to PFAS contaminants, a class of compounds discovered in water supplies across the country. Chemicals like PFOA and PFOS have been found in groundwater supplies in our region, including Hoosick Falls, Petersburg, and Newburgh, New York, as well as Bennington, Vermont. The chemicals have been linked to ill health effects, including cancer. Democratic Congressman Antonio Delgado of New York's 19th District has introduced a bill called the PFAS Right to Know Act, requiring certain manufacturers, processors, and producers to report their use of PFAS chemicals to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. Delgado spoke with me about the bill before the start of this morning's hearings.
It's critically important because when we're talking about a substance that can harm and cause, in some cases, cancer to folks, we have a responsibility, not just the private actors, but the government to be best positioned to protect folks from potential harm. And the only way to do that is to collect information, is to make sure that we create obligations on the part of those who are using these chemicals to report the extent to which these chemicals are being released into our environment. That's the only way we can take preventative measures, and rather than being in a position where we're trying to clean messes up after the fact.
Today, the House Subcommittee on Environment and Climate Change is holding legislative hearings on a number of bills related to PFAS contamination, and I understand that you're bringing along a Petersburg resident.
Yes, a young woman, along with her daughter. The woman's name is Emily, who's from Petersburg, who has dealt with the impact of water contamination and obviously is concerned for her children, for herself, for her neighborhood, for her community. And it's important to hear these stories and put a face to the experience here that is being felt across the country. And we have, like I said, a responsibility to make sure that we are assisting and aiding and doing everything we can to protect the health and welfare of our fellow citizens.
Congressman Delgado, today Senator Gillibrand is going to introduce legislation to force EPA to set maximum contaminant levels for PFAS chemicals. And I know that EPA has its own, what it's calling its own action plan for PFAS, but it has not yet called for MCLs or said it definitely will call for MCLs. So would you support similar legislation in the House calling for a definite MCL on the PFAS substances?
I have urged the EPA to include a commitment to set a maximum contaminant level for PFAS. I will continue to push the EPA to do this. It is urgent. We need to set this MCL now, and certainly would want to support any legislation that would achieve that outcome.
And Congressman, you've also recently announced the 19th Congressional District Healthcare Advisory Committee to gather input on healthcare needs and issues in the district. Would this also help gather information on pollution issues?
Well, for me, the healthcare piece fits into the larger realities of whether it's having to deal with health issues because of exposure to pollutants, or whether it's just dealing with the realities of life and having to care for oneself and one's body, and whether it's the opioid epidemic or whether it's Lyme disease, you name the impact. But we have to have a system of care that is affordable and is accessible to everyone, and we currently do not. And that's why I worked very hard to introduce the Medicare X Choice Act, which creates a public option, which will create a dynamic whereby the premiums will be drawn down, deductibles will be lowered, and people, particularly those in the more rural parts of the country, like upstate New York, will have access to more affordable care. And so in that way, the bill certainly is related to, you know, what's happening with water contamination, in that if we're going to have to figure out how to help and treat people, We better make sure that we have a healthcare system that can do that in an affordable and accessible manner.